This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado has joined 9 other states and the U.S. Department of Justice in suing 6 major landlords. The lawsuit alleges the companies coordinated to keep rents high across the country. The companies collectively operate more than 1.3 million units in 43 states and the District of Columbia. Prosecutors say the landlords used an algorithm to help set rents and privately shared sensitive information with their own competitors to boost profits. The lawsuit arrives as U.S. renters continue to struggle under a merciless housing market with incomes failing to keep up with rental increases. Nearly half the students at Colorado Mesa University are the first in their families to go to college. CMU was named as a first-generation serving institution last year. Matthias Malumba came to CMU from Uganda. He says he wants to see more first-generation students on campus.
I want to do whatever it takes to make sure that resources are taken back, that more families can have that freedom that comes when you have education.
Malumba was one of 813 students to graduate from CMU at the end of the fall semester. A committee of Aurora Democrats has picked Representative Iman Judah to fill a vacancy in the state Senate. Judah is Colorado's first Muslim lawmaker. She served in the House for the past 4 years and held a leadership role last session. She fills the seat vacated by Senator Janet Buckner, who announced her resignation after the election. Bitterly cold tonight across Denver in the Front Range, with temps in the teens or colder, with sunny skies tomorrow and temps in the 30s. This is CPR News at 7:06.